This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Another California leader leaves D.C. California's Colorado River use hits a record low, and SNAP funding has to go out today for November, judge says. Pelosi to retire, leaving mixed legacy with ag. California's losing yet another leader in Washington. Representative Kevin McCarthy resigned from Congress in 2023 after losing the speakership, and last year, former Vice President Kamala Harris lost her presidential bid. On Thursday, Representative Nancy Pelosi announced she will not seek re-election next year, opening up a competitive race in a progressive stronghold. Pelosi, 85, has represented San Francisco since 1987. She held the Speaker's gavel in 2007 to 2011 and then again from 2019 to 2023. In a video message to constituents, she shared gratitude and said she looks forward to her final year of service. Her tenure has marked by a significant legislative accomplishments like the Affordable Care Act, major infrastructure and climate bills, and leading the House during two impeachment proceedings of President Donald Trump. Pelosi was instrumental in rolling out Prop 50, California's redistricting initiative, and delayed her announcement until after voters approved the ballot measure. For ag, Pelosi holds a mixed but consequential record on agriculture and rural issues. She has at times been a critical ally for farm groups and rural Democrats, playing a pivotal role in the 2007 energy bill that pushed the renewable fuel standard. Yet her backing of the 2009 cap and trade bill sparked worry among many in agriculture and rural power cooperatives and contributed to the eventual breakdown of the legislation in the Senate. Rural Democrats and agriculture interests say Pelosi's greatest strength lies in her ability to moderate the caucus and keep its more progressive members from tilting policy in ways that could alienate rural regions. Representative Jim Costa of Fresno told AgriPulse in 2019, Pelosi was, quote, always practical and very focused on what it takes to keep folks together. California's Colorado River use lowest since 1949. California's use of Colorado River water is projected to fall to its lowest level in more than seven decades, state officials announced yesterday. It marks a milestone in long-running efforts to conserve supplies across the drought-strained basin. The Colorado River Board of California said the state's draw is expected to reach 3.76 million acre-feet this year, the lowest since 1949. Chair J.B. Hamby framed the protection as proof that major reductions can accompany economic and population growth. Hamby said the Golden State is, quote, showing what can be done through collaboration and a commitment to action. He cited the achievement as evidence that reductions do not preclude growth. He called the river's sustainability a shared responsibility. The board credited decades of investment in urban water use efficiency, agriculture conservation, and large-scale projects to diversify the supply through new storage, water recycling, groundwater recovery, and desalination. Landmark agreements like the Quantification Settlement Agreement helped permanently cut California's use by 800,000 acre-feet in 2003, while Southern California farms have reduced use more than 15% while maintaining $3 billion in annual productivity. That according to the board. Executive Director Jessica Neuwirth said the milestone reinforces California's intent to lead in upcoming negotiations over new rules for managing the river after 2026, saying it, quote, reflects years of dedication. Here's a fun fact. California has led the nation in agriculture production throughout that entire time, dating back to 1947. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Full SNAP funding for November must be made available today. A federal judge has given USDA until today to make the full amount of SNAP funding needed for this month. U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr. took the government to task yesterday for delaying even partial payments. He said the SNAP funding crisis never should have happened. He ordered USDA to use its Section 32 account to supplement the SNAP contingency fund in order to make the full amount for November available. He also said USDA had been disingenuous in arguing that Section 32 can't be used because it would threaten school meals funding. Section 32 isn't used just for child nutrition funding, McConnell said. And even after removing approximately $4 billion to supplement the contingency fund, there would be about $19 billion left over, enough to pay for school meals through the spring, he said. The defendant's argument that forcing it to use Section 32 funds would cause children to go hungry is incredible, contrary to evidence, and implausible, he said. The problem with partial payments? Well, state SNAP officials have said that calculating partial benefits will take longer than simply providing the full payments to people, perhaps weeks. McConnell had ordered USDA to, quote, expeditiously resolve any problems with providing the partial amount. He said in court yesterday the department had not done so. Klobuchar, Trump's going to lose tariff power. Senator Amy Klobuchar, a lawyer who's the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee and a senior member of the Judiciary Committee, predicts the Supreme Court will strike down President Donald Trump's use of a 1977 law to impose his sweeping tariffs. Klobuchar, who's attended the court's oral arguments in person, noted on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers that several conservative justices expressed doubt that the Emergency Powers Law authorized Trump to implement the tariffs. I don't think that Justice Gorsuch could have been clear in his view of what the Constitution says. And I think you heard a number of judges that just felt skeptical, she said. She expects the court to issue its ruling by the end of the year, but she notes that there are other laws Trump can still use to implement some tariffs. Newsmakers anchor Lydia Johnson also was joined by two trade policy experts talking about the case and Trump's trade policy. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Apples to oranges. Walmart's Thanksgiving meal ain't like last year's. Trump says Thanksgiving dinner at Walmart is 25% cheaper this year than last year. There's a catch, however. The retail giant's meal, which has been touted by Trump to show his administration is delivering on affordability, has fewer and different items than last year's. In announcing the meal back on October 21st, Walmart called it, quote, its best offer yet, and touted the price of the Butterball turkey at 97 cents a pound. The company said it was the lowest price since 2019, but last year's list had a frozen turkey at 88 cents a pound. Last year's meal also had pecan pie and pie crust with pumpkin filling. This year's list has the crust and the pumpkin filling. Also missing this year, whipped topping. Onion, celery, and sweet potatoes also, they're absent from this year's Thanksgiving meal. Take note, in a market intel report last month, the American Farm Bureau Federation said consumers should brace for higher turkey prices since, quote, economic factors as well as disease challenges have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40%. Here's today's final word. It's a space where vintners and other wine professionals can explore consumer insights, exchange ideas, and learn from experts as well as each other. That Robert Cook, president and CEO of the Wine Institute, unveiling a new online resource to help the industry understand and better connect with the next generation of drinkers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.